Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and joining us is the Vice President of Diversity and Legal Affairs for Macy's, Inc. We welcome William Hawthorne. Welcome, William.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to you.
You have a big celebration going on around the country in recognition of February, Black History Month, featuring a person who was near to my heart, very dear still to this day, an American icon, Gordon Parks. Tell us about this exhibition coming to Center City Macy's.
Yes, I'd be delighted to. And good afternoon, Deanna. Thanks so much for having me join your wonderful program this afternoon. I've been listening all morning with great delight.
Oh, sweet.
Every February, Macy's, as part of its Black History Month celebration, identifies a Black American who has made an enormous contribution to United States history, and Black history in particular. Celebrate and learn more about this fascinating figure. During this month, we are going to, as you indicate, celebrate the life of Gordon Parks. The person that we generally select is not a household name such as Dr. King, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, or John Johnson, but somebody whose contributions to American history and racial progress was extraordinarily meaningful, impactful, and legendary. For example, last year we celebrated the contributions of renowned artist Romare Bearden.
Yes.
The year before that, we were delighted to celebrate the contributions of Eunice Johnson. As you know, was the driving force behind Ebony Magazine, Jet, and Fashion Fair Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we thought it would be highly appropriate to recognize and honor Gordon Roger Alexander Parks for his internationally renowned contribution to photography, for film production, and to movies such as Shaft. What we learned and were delighted to learn as part of the celebration was that Mr. Parks is also the co-founder of Essence Magazine, which not many people really knew about.
Mm-hmm.
To feature him and to celebrate his many, many contributions to art has just been amazing.
And this is a partnership with the American Black Film Festival and the Gordon Parks Foundation?
Yes, it's a partnership with the Gordon Parks Foundation and the American Black Film Festival. We got together and decided collectively that the best way to do this celebration would be to feature around the country, as you indicated, Deanna, events which will include photo installations, Shaft soundtrack music and Shaft-inspired music, and stimulating panel discussions featuring some of the country's most successful artists. We kicked off the event last Thursday in Manhattan, New York City, and I understand that's your hometown, Deanna.
Yes, it is. I'm a Harlem girl.
So I've heard. That event was a huge, huge success.
I bet.
More than 300 very excited customers come out to enjoy this event at our New York store. We learned an awful lot about Mr. Parks at that point in time, and we were thrilled with his success and really look forward to bringing this same event to the Center City store in Philadelphia this Wednesday.
February 13th, and William, if people are interested in coming, this event is free and open to your customers, correct?
This event is absolutely free of charge and open to our customers. The event will begin at 6 p.m., and run through about 8 p.m. We're really excited that we've got confirmed panelists. Eric LaSalle, you may know that he is a star of ER, and Malik Yoba, who is also a participant in our New York event, a star of Cool Runnings, New York Undercover, and Why Did I Get Married, and he just did a fantastic job. If our customers want to learn more about the event in particular, I would suggest that they go to macys.com/celebrate. By the way, Deanna, I should mention that visitors to this site will be offered the opportunity to win a trip for two to the American Black Film Festival in Miami.
Nice.
And win a $1,000 shopping spree courtesy of Macy's and American Airlines.
Nice. Very nice. Well, William, I applaud you for giving us American history that happens to focus on the contributions specifically of Black Americans. And in this case, Gordon Parks, it would have been his 100th birthday. He was one of my best and dearest friends. I miss him, but I continue to celebrate his life through his work. And I am grateful to you and to Macy's for bringing it around the country, because this exhibition and this panel discussion is going to other cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, D.C., Houston, Pittsburgh, Bowie, Maryland, and it will end in Miami, Florida on February 23rd. Macy's Black History Month events celebrating the life, the legacy, the immense contributions of Gordon Parks. Thank you, William Hawthorne, joining us here today on Soulful Sunday.
You're very welcome. It was my delight and pleasure.
Oh, thank you, William, so much. We're 100.3 WRNB.
Every Tuesday, 100.3 WRNB.